truck stop. Hey, everybody. It's me, David, with more smoking tales in the world of cigar smoking and smokers, and also plain old cigars that haven't been smoked yet, too, also. Not much to report about this month. I'm heading out to Providence, Rhode Island tomorrow for the 4th Annual Clowns, Cupcakes, and Cigars Bash, a family-friendly event benefiting Cigar Smart, a worthwhile organization that raises money for impoverished children in poor third-world cigar-producing countries. All the money goes towards new shoes and finger skin for the little ones who work so hard rolling cigars so that we can unwind with a much-needed smoke at the end of our difficult days. Hats off to those kids down there. They work their tushies off. Uh-oh, hold the phone. You're never going to believe it. It's tomorrow, and I've had a hell of a day. I decided to rent a car and drive down to Providence. Driving allows me to catch up on my reading with my books on tape. Right now, I'm in the middle of reading, or listening to, rather, The Pritikin Diet, read by Lil' Kim. Anyway, I left at night so that I would have less Mexicans to deal with on the way. About an hour into the drive, I thought, you know, I could use some more Arctic Chill Powerade and Focus Nuggets. And folks, let me tell you, those things really do work. It's definitely worth the extra dough for the fortified water. Treat yourself. It's your body, after all. Seriously, imagine that your body was a Christian temple, a temple that you'd want Jesus to get up into when he comes back. Well, you wouldn't build your temple out of simple bricks and wood and other junk like that, would you? Of course not. Not if you wanted Jesus to get up into it. He doesn't care to be insulted like that. You need gold and color glass and precious marble, because when Jesus comes back, he's going to have a lot of temples or churches to visit. And I'm sure the brick ones are going to be way down on his list. Look, what I'm saying is, you should eat the food versions of gold and color glass for your temple, church stomach. Anyway, so I pulled over at the Lazy Cook truck stop just outside of Hunt Swallow. I got out of my car, stretched my legs, and pulled out a Dominican whistleblower. I had just started sucking on that baby when I heard a commotion over by the men's bathroom. I was a little apprehensive because I had a suitcase full of not-so-legal Cubano little dictators that I was intending to sell for the aforementioned charity. I stubbed out my cigar and fed it to a stray dog wandering around. As I quietly opened my car door, a truck driver-ish man came bursting out of the bathroom in a panic. He was bleeding from his mouth and his nose, and his "my wife's a fat pig but I fuck her anyway" hat was askew. He ran right past me just as a lady came out of the same men's bathroom. Whoa! I don't know what was going on in there, but this lady was pissed. She yelled out in this deep, guttural, manly voice, "Hey, give me my money, asshole!" She lurched past me, but she didn't get two steps before her heel broke. She fell to her knees and skidded forward. She stayed there for a minute, on all fours, staring at the ground. It was really awkward, and I wasn't sure what to do. Then it seemed like she was laughing. I guess he didn't know that it was occupied, huh? That's what I said. She just kept looking at the ground. Then she grabbed the bumper of my car and started to lift herself up, but then she just collapsed. I went to help her up, but realized she wasn't laughing. She was crying. Her crying was soft at first, but then became big, hot, gulping sobs. Shit. I walked over and put my hand on her shoulder. "Ma'am, are you all right? Did that hillbilly steal your money?" She stopped herself from crying and looked up at me for the first time. She did that thing that dogs do when they don't understand what you're saying, where the dog will tilt its head to one side and look at you quizzically. That's when I noticed, through the tear-streaked eyeliner and the cheap green apple-scented lip gloss, just how much this lady looked like my good friend Jim Belushi. It was uncanny. It was as if Jim himself had dressed up in a lady's dress and put makeup on. I sat staring at this odd lady when she said again in a deep voice, "What?